Where did you go? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
Nope. One knows what's up or down.
Black or white. Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites. I'm going to say I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
Today is a white hat MAGA day. Okay, we're not on the MAGA period right now. So no red hat. I'm sure you're not happy about that. You hate it. You hate it when I wear the white hat, don't you? Well, you're fake news. Well, today, your president is very excited to announce. We're announcing a great result. After 12 years of total fake votes and tyranny over the Gallup Most Admired Man in America poll, your president, and still your president, has defeated Barack Hussein Obama for most admired man in America with a record 18%, okay? And then you want me to believe that Sleepy Joe Biden defeated the most admired man in America? I don't think so. He finished third with 6%, And I'm sure you're going to find, oh, we found 44% extra for Sleepy Joe. Not on this one. This is Gallup. You don't mess with Gallup. So we have finally done it. We have defeated both Sleepy Joe and Barack Hussein Obama in the great Gallup poll. And I know, Mike, you know, Gallup, horses Gallup, and you're a big fan of Gallup because you're always on hunglikeahorse.com. You know, very strong fan of Equestrian, our great vice president. That's, for you stupid reporters, that's called horses, okay, when they jump over things. Great sport. Very elite, by the way. Very elite. And in other news that the fake news will hate, but patriots will love, our great attorney, Sidney Powell, great lawyer, is right now arguing the voter fraud case in front of the High Court at Medieval Times, which is open with limited seating and social distancing. Gotta be safe for the libs. But Medieval Times, she's arguing very strongly, and she's jousting to prove our case. And when she wins, Medieval Times Court will decide that Sleepy Joe stole the election through fraud, and I will be both president and Gallup's most admired man in America. So thank you, OAN, for your great support, and Newsmax, and to the rest of you, you're losers, and we'll see what happens.
In the waning days of his presidency, Trump has been very clear about two things. One, he's hoping for the courts, or really anyone, to intervene and steal the election for him. And two, despite his catastrophic sociopathic mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic, he wants credit for the arrival of a safe, effective vaccine, which we all know is insane. Trump's like those guys who say, we're having a baby. I doubt Trump is an expert on vaccines. I mean, his favorite activities are honking horns and pretending to drive big trucks. He has the intellect and attention span of a goldfish with a head injury. Asking Trump to explain how a vaccine works would be like asking a basset hound to find the hypotenuse of a triangle. Trump's not Algernon, he's the other mouse that got the placebo and who nobody wrote a book about because he just sat in the corner of the maze eating cheese and watching whatever the mouse version of Judge Jeanine is. In fact, for all his desperation to claim credit for the vaccine, it turns out Trump even botched that, too.
The Trump administration reportedly passed on the opportunity to lock in a chance to buy millions of additional doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine over the summer. That's according to people familiar with the matter who spoke to the New York Times. The Trump administration brokered a deal for 100 million doses for $1.95 billion months ago. That's enough to vaccinate only 50 million Americans. Now, the drug company may not be able to provide more of its vaccine to the United States until next June.
What? You had the chance to buy more vaccine, the one thing every expert had said could be the silver bullet that finally ends the pandemic, and you just passed on it? In my defense, I was pretty high on bleach and hydroxychloroquine during that meeting. And now experts are saying we might be facing vaccine shortages. I mean, I knew Trump was a businessman, but I didn't think he was this bad. I'm starting to think if you gave him a time machine, he'd go back to the year 2000 and buy stock in Apples and Enron. I mean, what did you spend that money on instead? The wall? Space Force? Discount hair dye for Rudy Giuliani? You can also use it to tar your driveway. Win-win. Trump championed the vaccine as the one thing he was doing to combat the virus. And even that, he f***ed up. It's like if the Flash showed up to the Justice League with a pulled hamstring. You can't run. That's like your whole thing. Maybe I can help with the plans. I have good ideas too, Batman! And yet, during a White House event yesterday, Trump still went out of his way to pat himself on the back for the development of the vaccine.
We're here to discuss a monumental national achievement. From the instant the coronavirus invaded our shores, we raced into action to develop a safe and effective vaccine at breakneck speed. It would normally take 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, or even more. Before Operation Warp Speed, the typical time frame for development and approval, as you know, could be infinity.
Yes, the old medical cliche, could be infinity. I'll never forget when the doctor told my grandpa he had between 6 months and infinity to live. I also like when he says, as you know, like we're all just gonna nod our heads and agree with him. He'd be the Jedi. These aren't the droids you're looking for, as you know. Yeah, no, yeah, they're right there. Step out of the landspeeder, sir. Thanks for the help, droids. You beep, beep, boop, boop to you.
So, no, we're very upset with the New York Post, and we're calling them the failing New York Post. Now, New York Times, you failed. You're no longer failing. You're totally done. New York Post, you're now failing. Okay, you've been downgraded. Remember when you were a great paper? Okay, you were a great paper. You know, you were founded by Alexander Hamilton before he became a radical left rapping Puerto Rican on Broadway. And you were good then. You were a strong paper. You had great sports. Everybody loved your sports section. And you had great patriotism, even though you're owned by an Australian. You had great American patriotism. And we liked it. We liked it back then. Remember when Ilhan Omar said something and then you put the two towers on fire, the twin towers on fire, which, by the way, when they went down, I had the tallest building in lower Manhattan. Never forget. That's why we say never forget. But that was when you were a great paper, you know, when Ilhan Omar said something, you took it out of context, and then you put the two towers on the cover and got protested by the people who sell the papers because they thought it was offensive. That was called great journalism. But now you tell me to give up my strong fight for the election? I don't think so. You're now part of the radical left, and I'm canceling my subscription. You know, you're going to have to put at least 6 racist covers in a row for me to even consider coming back, okay? So you are now failing. And for my sports, I will now be subscribing to the great, powerful Epic Times, which, if you see their ads on YouTube, they have this very nice Russian man trying very hard to hide his accent, but he can't hide it. And it's a great paper. Their sports section, very strong, okay?
All right, now to that extraordinary rebuke from top military leaders pushing back against the talk of imposing martial law that's reportedly swirling inside the Trump White House. The Secretary of the Army and the Army Chief of Staff having to release a joint statement saying in part, quote, there is no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. It is remarkable that military officials are even having to say this, but that is the response after multiple reports. Trump asked about the option on Friday during an Oval Office meeting about overturning the election. Trump says the reporting is wrong. One person attending Friday's meeting was Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Now, the day before that meeting, this is what Flynn said.
He could immediately, on his order, seize every single one of these machines around the country on his order. Within the swing states, if he wanted to, he could take military capabilities and basically rerun an election in each of those states. I mean, it's not unprecedented. I mean, these people out there talking about martial law, it's like it's something that we've never done. We've done, martial law has been instituted 64 times.
With all this talk about martial law, the president is effectively signaling to his devotees that he thinks that would be a cool idea and that might fix things for him. So if any of his devotees have ideas for how they could do something extreme enough that might create a plausible pretext for really putting the military in the streets, well, the president is now signaling to all of them that that would be handy to him. That might help him. As the president continues to plot with House Republicans to sabotage the counting of the electoral votes in Washington on January 6th, the president is now telling his supporters that he also wants them in the streets in Washington on January 6th, saying on Twitter, quote, be there. Will be wild. Here's the headline in the Washington Post today. Trump supporters plan D.C. rally on day Congress certifies election results. Quote, conversations about the gathering have taken off on chat forums used by far-right groups. The Proud Boys, members of armed right-wing groups, conspiracy theorists, white supremacists have all pledged to attend on January 6th. Several online posts appear to show far-right demonstrators workshopping ways to smuggle guns into D.C., where carrying without a permit is prohibited, and guns are banned at all protests.
This is your president talking to you right now from the basement / bunker / man cave of the White House. We are at a sort of DEFCON 1, okay? Whatever the worst of the DEFCONs is, okay? Remember DEFCON Jam with the blacks doing comedy? Well, we're beyond that. We're at the highest level of DEFCON. And as you can see, I'm wearing the Trump camouflage hat because we are at a state of war. I don't usually do these sort of messages on a Saturday night, but we are at a powerful time in our country. We have election fraud. We have people stealing from your president. And it's a scary time. And we have to do it. By the way, the Russians didn't hack us. Okay, that was you know, somebody else, okay? Nothing to worry about there. But more importantly, the 7 million votes that were obtained very fraudulently by Sleepy Joe, we have to look into them, which is why I'm declaring martial law, okay? Which is, if you remember the movie Green Book, you remember Green Book, okay? The black in that movie, his name was Martial Law. And I said, well, he's pretty tall and looks pretty strong, kind of intimidating. And I said, that will be the code for when I want to take over, you know, in a time of emergency, I'll say, Martial Law. And that is sort of, you know, oh, that's the scariest thing Trump can say. So we're fighting the voter fraud. We're going to maybe send troops into some battleground states. And most importantly, Sidney Powell, right now, my great attorney, is standing, I believe, in the middle of a community tennis court arguing the case. So she's doing very powerful law. And, you know, hopefully they turn the lights on at the public court so she can see what she's doing. You have to have great vision to do great law on a tennis court. So we're declaring martial law, and we're fighting at the tennis court, and we're going to win, and we'll see what happens.
We'll be right back. White House aides are now speculating the president is plotting to give out mass pardons. Not really the behavior you expect to see from someone who's going to be around for another 4 years. Reportedly, the president wants to hand out pardons even to people not asking for them. When you're a lame duck, they let you do it. According to one aide, he's threatened to pardon every person who ever talked to me. The offers haven't always been welcome. You see, one potential pardonee explained that the offer felt awkward because the advisor didn't believe they had committed any crimes. Oh, they don't believe they've committed any crimes. But just wait till the president's memoir. It was all Greg's idea. The fact that you accepted a pardon just makes you look guilty. One person who was threatened with clemency said they believed being on the list could hurt their public persona. Oh, don't worry. If you work for this administration, you're going to want to keep your persona hidden from the public.
We have more breaking news in tonight. The president of the United States just issuing a slew of new pardons. Who's on the list?
The president continues his revenge against the Russia investigation tonight by rewarding two former advisors indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller, issuing full pardons to his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who was convicted for a slew of financial crimes, and to Roger Stone after commuting his sentence earlier this year. Also on this list, just released from the White House, Jared Kushner's father, Charles Kushner.
Remember, there were four guards for that security company, Blackwater, who were convicted in connection with killing Iraqi civilians. The word at the time was essentially they shouldn't have shot them at all. It was essentially that they murdered them. And now the president has pardoned them. Plus, Alex van der Zwaan, who was a lawyer and pleaded guilty in connection with the special counsel's inquiry into the Russia investigation, lied about Russia, pardoned. And another, George Papadopoulos, lied about Russia, pardoned.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. To soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy.
for the
songs
this week from the
replacements: Lou Reed, Lynn Anderson, Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, J.L. Corvin, Seth Myers, Casey Hunt, Eamon Mohieldon,
Michael
Flynn,
Rachel
Maddow, Stephen Colbert,
Brianna
Kyla,
and
Shepard Smith.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.